7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
This sounds like lies. Lies and propaganda, because as I look at my clock, I notice that it says 1930 UTC. Yes, that is the correct time. 1930 UTC, that is also the time at which we always begin the Dubious Ghouls Committee. Yes, once again, it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like tea. Oh. Ooh. Good tea. Yummy. Delicious. Tea. What's that sound? What am I hearing? Is that a child screaming outside, or is that my cat meowing somewhere in my house? I can't tell. We need to leave the room anyway, because that cup of tea that I drank, that was the last of it. That was the last of the teapot. So we need to leave this room, and the first thing we need to do is, well, essentially make some tea. And I've got water boiling upstairs, so let's go up here and see what's happening. It's kind of a gray and dismal day. Is it cold? It's cold. Okay, the water's not boiling yet, so we're gonna go downstairs because something else is going on. It's a cold and dismal day. I'm not sure how cold it actually is. It's gray outside. Oh, I think I know what I was hearing. I think somebody just did some kitty poops. I hear kitty cleanup happening in the kitty potty room. Hi, was that you yanging because you did some kitty poops? Oh, you got the kitty poop yangs? Those are the best yangs, huh? Check your kitty butt. There you go. Okay, so my cat is up doing stuff. That's good news. I'm up. I'm doing stuff, and I'm checking my TV. Yeah, we got a couple or more minutes here. Something bizarre has happened. I had so many interesting things that I wanted to talk about on Dubious Goals Committee today. But of course, the universe once again conspired against me and decided to schedule the F1 race during Dubious Goals Committee. Haven't we had meetings about this? Didn't I say to Bernie, listen, you can't be starting these damn races when I'm trying to do the radio show. He didn't care. He was still trying to get sprinklers on the track. If you're getting any of these jokes, please email me to let me know. I've got some boiling water now. Ooh, listen to it boil. Ah, the furious boiling of water. All right, I've got the tea in the thing. We can turn off the heat. And we can go now for one of my legendary one-handed water pours. Do I have a good grip on this thing? Yeah, probably good enough. Here we go, pouring the water. That was skill, kids. Not a single drop dripped away from the place it needed to go. In other words, no spillage. Speaking English good this morning, I am. And we're gonna wait 3, 2, 1 more second. There we go. And we're gonna pull the tea from the teapot. Put the tea in the tea thing holder thingy. put the lid back on the teapot and swirl it around. Swirly, 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 swirl. All right. We've got tea. And I'm dangerous. Uh-oh, speaking of dangerous. Yeah, I see you sitting on my stool in front of my amp, looking at all of those delicious, tasty wires that... Wait, that you think are Katie Spaghetti but aren't? Okay, so the cat is back into the kitchen. I have distracted her away from my stuff, and we're going to give her fresh kitty water to keep her distracted. Here, look, 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 Pippa, look, kitty water. Damn, she's not even looking. She walked in here to see what I was doing, then she walked back out. Yeah, you're a good baby. Yeah, look at you looking out the window, sitting on your bucket. Yeah, it's so nice.
Oh, it's cold outside.
It's only a couple of degrees above freezing. Oh my gosh, it's like 3 degrees Celsius. Kitties don't like 3 degrees.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, we need to go over here, first of all, and put this big piece of cardboard that something to me came shipped in. I don't mean, was this the microwave box thing? We lean that up against the front of the amp so the cat can't sharpen her claws and shred up the grill cloth of the amplifier. And we also use that to hide some cables that are sticking out of the amplifier, which look like delicious kitty spaghetti, but they are in fact not. What they really are is expensive patch cables that cats should not be chewing on. So then we come down here into this room. Yeah. And we can finally sit down. And if I failed to mention what kind of tea this is, it's Che Guanyin. We're drinking more Che Guanyin today. Kind of on the Iron Goddess kick, so we're going to stay with it for a while. Let's pour some more tea here. And we're only going to fill the cup up. What was that? Did I just get headbutted in the back? Yeah, great. Pippa just arrived. And she thinks it's time for kitty business. It's not time for kitty business. It's time for drinking tea. Ah, what are you doing? Hi. Hello. It's kitty time. Oh, yeah. This is for me. This is some good tea. I'm very happy right now. There's too many things happening at once at this time for me, but what's happening? I don't know. Okay, everybody has to chill for a minute. Including me and my cat. This is good tea. Okay. Right, so, as I mentioned, we got a few more seconds to kill. I'm waiting for this race to begin. We've got to see the beginning of this race. Because I'm afraid they're not going to re-show this later tonight. Even though they have it on the TV schedule for 10 or 11 p.m., I don't think they're going to re-show the race tonight. I have my suspicions.
I have my suspicions, kitty.
All right, suspicious cats aside, what you need to know about today's race is that Lewis Hamilton, the super mega champion, most popular driver, everybody loves him, and he can do no wrong whatsoever, who is also my cat's fantasy driver, is out. That's right, he's out. He's got the COVID-19. And so he's not racing today. So they had to get a substitute driver, a guy named George. George did really good. He qualified second place, right behind my guy, Valtteri Bottas. So I'm sitting on the pole, my cat's sitting in second place. I was hoping this would be a good time for me to make up a lot of ground in the point standing, but I don't think it's going to happen. Huh, baby, you're a fluffy num-numpler. Look at this kitty. Hi, baby. So, that's the background of what you need to know. We got some racing. This is a crazy race for a number of other reasons, too. It's the second race in Bahrain, but it's not the Bahrain race. It's the Sakhir race. Because of all the COVIDs, they've been having multiple races at multiple tracks, and they got to come up with different names. And the track is shorter. The way they configured the track is a little bit shorter, so now you're at full throttle for 75% of your lap. Yeah, we're talking 53, 52 second laps, and we're talking about doing a lot of... Hi, okay, fine, get in the kiddie pit. Okay, kiddie business pit is now open for kiddie business. Get in there. Yes, okay, there it is. Yeah, okay, sound the opening bell. All right, the kiddie is in the kiddie trading pit. Kiddie trading can now commence. Oh my god, I got 85 things to do at once. I have to do a radio show, I have to do kiddie business, I have to watch the F1 race, and I have to show you this new thing that I did. Remember yesterday when I was talking about messing around with Sunvox? I actually managed to do some of that last night. And oh boy, is that a pain. You know, imagine trying to use a full-on digital audio workstation that's on a telephone screen, that's on a cell phone, smartphone-sized screen, but only smaller because this thing's a few years old. It's a task, and I couldn't figure out this one baseline thing. I made a cool drum beat. And then I realized, no, you can't use up all four tracks just for your drum beat. So I had to erase part of my drum beat, and I tried to put in the bass line. And all I could manage to do after about an hour's worth of effort was to insert one note that was half the bar long. I have no control over over how long the note duration is. I don't know. Anyway, are we going to start this race? Yeah, so they're lining up on the grid. We're going to start this race in a mere seconds. So for the sake of review, let's review the start of the Sakhir Grand Prix as they line up. My guy's on the in the front. Yeah, my cat's guy is right next to me. What's it going to look like going into the first turn? Is it going to be a disaster? What could happen? Oh, so many things could happen. Okay, the back of the pack is forming up. All right, we got the flag guy getting ready to cross the back of the pack. And there he goes. The lights are going on. Here we go.
He's now lined up on the grid. 87 laps ahead of us. It's lights out and away we go. Russell does get away well, as does Max Verstappen.
Oh, no, no.
Bottas has got his teammate right alongside him already. Sergio Perez is trying to challenge as George Russell goes into the first turn, and George Russell takes the lead of the Sakhir Grand Prix. Valtteri Bottas is second and gets all out of shape coming out of turn two. That's going to give Perez and Verstappen all the impetus they need as his three cars going wheel to wheel. There's a spin right at the back. Could be Kimi Raikkonen in the Alfa Romeo. Look up there as Perez is caught by Charles Leclerc, and his three cars gone off at turn four.
Leclerc's
and we've
out.
Already got high drama here on the opening lap, and it's Max Verstappen, who was the third of those cars.
Yellow.
He is out of the race on the first lap.
Full safety car deployed. It'll put the pack together. Anything in his head about the start was quickly and immediately sorted out. George Russell taking the lead. And two really...
Yes, this is awesome. Max Verstappen got taken out by Charles Leclerc. My two most hated enemy drivers have taken themselves out. The bad news is my cat, yet you, who's not even watching, my cat is now trying to drive her claws into my knees, is not paying any attention to the damn race. Oh, that was unbelievable. So my guy, Valtteri Bottas, did not get off the line very fast. My cat's driver did. By the time they got to the first turn... I got passed. And not only did I get passed, my guy also got passed by Max Verstappen, who I hate. I don't really hate him. He's just not a cool guy. He's not cool. He doesn't have a good attitude. He's not a guy you'd want to hang out with in real life, right? So he got by, and then there was a little bump and a little thump, and Valtteri Bottas then got back, knocked back down to like fourth place because Charles Leclerc, also known as Charles Leclerc, he got wedged in. Look at that. Perez goes around. We're now seeing the replays. And so my guy had lost like three places until Max Verstappen and Charles Leclerc took each other out. Okay, look at that. Here we go. And is Perez? Yeah, they bumped Perez. Yeah, that was great because Perez was about to take him. So actually, Perez took out the Ferrari that took out Verstappen. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. And now the cat's wondering why I'm not paying attention. You need to watch the damn race. Oh, Pippa's actually leaving now. Oh, where are you going, kitty butts? Oh boy, look at this mess.
They just can't get enough right hand down to get back onto the track.
Now what? Watch here as Perez sweeps in. Boom. Probably should have left more. I mean, oh, Max. Yeah, Max was completely intact for his car, but just look at that.
Max drives into the wall.
I have to say, Sergio really should have assumed there might be something up the inside.
Oh,
there.
This is great. This is great because two of the guys that I hate the most, look at that, Perez comes across and then hits Leclerc, then Leclerc forces Verstappen off the track and into the wall. Thump. They're out. The two main competitors against me are out of the race. Well, of course, my cat's driver is now a threat, obviously, but oh, this is great. Maybe I'm going to make up some points today. Yeah. Pretty excited about it. Pretty excited. And what about Perez? You know, Perez did great last week and the week before. Is he still in it or did he take himself out? He's in last place, but I think he just spun. They're going to put new tires on him. They're sending him back out. He's now in 18th. So he's essentially out of the race. He's no competition. He's not going to make back, you know, 17 places. Oh my God. So the long and the short of it is my guy is back in second place. And our two main competitors have been knocked out of the race. Well, actually, our three leading competitors. Perez isn't out, but he went all the way to the back. Yes! Oh, I'm so happy. All right, are they going to restart this? Yeah, looks like the safety car is coming in. They're going to restart the race. George Russell's freaking out, trying to figure out how to get the car going again. Will Valtteri Bottas manage to get his place back, get back into the lead? Let's find out.
So, George Russell, who last time behind the safety car, when he was in the points, crashed out of the race. This time has Das to help him warm up his tyres, the dual axis steering. And this time he is right at the head of the pack. And this time he's got to do a safety car restart and lead them over the line. We are going into lap 7 of this Sakhir Grand Prix, and it's George Russell then leading the way from Bottas, from Sainz, and Sainz looks to have got a very nice safety car restart, and he's putting Bottas under all sorts of pressure going
inside.
Into turn
nope.
One. It's side by side, McLaren and Mercedes.
He just lets Sainz go around him trying to do that move.
Sainz takes second place, but has to go off the track in doing so. That allows Valtteri Bottas to reclaim that second place. George Russell already flying out in front. Ricciardo is currently fourth from Kvyat, and then comes Lance Stroll, Pierre Gasly, Esteban Ocon, Sebastian Vettel, and Lando Norris. What a duel that was, Sainz and Bottas.
Yeah, Sainz knew he would have to give that.
That was a little bit too crazy even for me. Yada. The beginning of the race is always super crazy. God, look at this. Perez has already made up three places. Maybe he will get back up towards the top. Seems like 2 or 3 weeks ago he did the same thing, ended up way at the back, and then managed to get back into fifth place or something. But enough about racing. Let's get back to Sunvox and the weird bleepy, bloppy, glippy, gloppy music that I'm trying to make. What? Why am I even doing this again? Why am I bothering to learn this? I don't even remember. Oh, like, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. We got to make an electronic component to the Brontifier, and so I'm seeing what this thing will do. And if you listened to yesterday's show, we heard the touch theremin, which is oxymoronic. A theremin, the whole reason a theremin exists is so that you don't have to touch it. And so having a touch theremin sort of defeats the whole purpose, but at least you can sort of use it as a tuned oscillator. And as I mentioned before, Sunvox is a free, I don't know if it's open source or what, it's probably open source, digital audio workstation. This is not a sponsored deal. I just happen to have it and I'm using it. And since it's free and open source, I'm telling you about it. And you are probably part of the free and open source community if you're hearing my voice. So anyway, I spent a bunch of time last night trying to teach myself something on this thing, and I managed to create a one-bar drum beat, and we're going to hear it now. Get ready. It's the most exciting thing in the world, Tobe's new song. Add some gain. And that's all I got. And that took forever. Because, you know, you can't type anything in. You can't. There's no mouse. You just got to use this little stylus to sit here and poke at this tiny little screen that is 6 centimeters by 8 centimeters. Like 2.5 inches by 4 inches. Something like that. Oh, it's so tiny. It's so cute. It's so wunderbar. But yeah, that's what I got. Here's my great song. Yeah. All right. And making that beat didn't take all that long. I probably, like I said before, it was originally like 4 tracks, and that only took me like 20 minutes. But trying to add that bass note in there, what I was trying to do is create some kind of arpeggiated bass line. And it took me at least an hour just to figure out how to put one note in. And then once I got that in, I couldn't figure out how to make it anything shorter than 2 beats long. So I gave up. I said, fine. I'm not going to do that. So I added another little module. I added an LFO instead. And so we got some LFO on that little sine wave bass note. And I thought, hey, that's pretty cool, Tobe. I figured this out. Wasn't there a way to solo this? Let's get the song going again, first of all. The song. And then, how did I do this? Oh, yeah, select the module, then we can solo here. Yeah, there we go. Nice LFO. Except it's weird, isn't it? At least we're not hearing key clicks. The key clicks that we were hearing yesterday and the day before, apparently those only show up when you're actually sort of tapping in notes. But the cool thing about this LFO is that sometimes it gets off. It will drift and it will get screwy. And it sounds, at first, you know, that sounds terrible, but then you thought, no, that actually kind of sounds kind of cool. So bring that beat back. Now let's listen for that LFO to go off. There we go. That was on there. Slightly off. A little more slightly off. And that was a little more on. Screwy. Anyway, let's listen to those drums. And I should also tell you that I didn't spend any time really selecting drum sounds. I just was, what do I want to use? I don't care. I'll just pick something. Oh, this is kind of okay. But I listened to a lot of the sounds, and they're weird. They're good and weird. I love that sort of hissy, soft cymbal. Oops, I clipped it there. Wait for this hiss cymbal. I love that. Oh, so cheesy. So cheesy. All right. So what am I going to do with this? I don't know. I think that the little plan that I have in the back of my head has something to do with, I'm going to use this somehow to be a master clock to trigger other things. And then I'll use this as a little sequencer and put little arpeggios in it and bring those in. I'm not sure. Because somehow I need to sync up this, my bleep drum, and the pocket operator. And if I could get all of those things together, then I could have two bars of music. Then I could create two measures. My song could be 8 beats long instead of 4 beats long. Oh, working with this dorky little stuff is sort of strange. Just a little bit. But I did manage to figure out one other little thing, and that is whatever module is selected in the little module area, that's the module that will be controlled by the touch theremin when you select it. I hate saying touch theremin. It's so stupid. But that's the other neat thing about this. It has this neat little feature that I can see using. It kind of turns this little thing into a stylophone, and you can set how many octaves you want to use and blah, blah, blah. And going on the horizontal axis, you have frequency. And then on the up and downy axis, you have volume, you have velocity. And you can make wacky sounds. Sounds like computation. Are we watching a 60s science fiction show and the computer is calculating? Clearly. So I'm just sitting here having fun with my toys as I watch the race, and nothing has changed. George Russell is still leading. My guy is in second place, so my cat's probably going to win again. But my guy just turned in the fastest lap, and he's just over 2 seconds behind the leader, my cat. So even though my cat's driver is sick, I'm still going to lose. Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Well, what did you expect from listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on and on radio? My name's Tobe. I gotta go watch the race, drink some more tea, and eat some food. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
listen.